Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Pele Yoitz in discussion of Brachas and Oizbeis, Shin number 126. We come back to a new Zman after Sukkis. And before we begin our topic of discussion here with Brachas, just two quick announcements. Number one, we are having our annual campaign, online campaign, which enables us to continue spreading Torah around the world. And I encourage everyone to earn the zchusim, the merits, to join this campaign, as well as to reach out to others, be ambassadors, and reach out to others and help raise the necessary funds for this campaign. So number one, to please donate, and number two, to help to raise the funds as well. And I'll be sending out links for this. This is also a segue into the next point that I want to mention. We all know what's going on in the world. And as I said in the previous share, in the introduction to the previous share, Hakol kol Yaakov Aydaim Yidei Esav, when the hands, when the voice is the voice of Yaakov, with Torah and Tefillah. That's why it says, Kol, Kol, Yaakov. The voice is the voice. Why twice? Voice. Because there's Torah and Tefillah. When we take the approach of our Avos, of our forefathers, with Torah and Tefillah, then Ein HaYedayim Yedei Esav. Then the hands of Esav means our enemies are powerless. So let's make sure we turn to Torah and we turn to Tefillah and help protect our brothers and sisters who are in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's literal, physical brothers and sisters, or it's cousins, or you don't know if you're directly related. We are Ish Echad. Kulanu v'nei Ish Echad. We are all children of Ish Echad, and therefore we are all brothers and sisters. And our Shmira, as we know, Ein Shmira Katayra. There is no other protection like the Torah. So let's turn to Torah. Let's have the voice as the voice of Yaakov, of Torah and Tefillah. And on that note, I ask you to help support the base medrash that you are learning from. And then that's also a nice segue into our discussion of the brachas. And he tells us here, the Pele Yoitz, the brachas she'odom yoitze yidei chayvasai. In the brachas that a person is yoitze yidei chayvasai adei sheshemeya. Someone's going to make a bracha and he's going to listen to the bracha. And he's going to be yoitzi with the bracha. For example, Kiddush. Another example is Havdalah. Alamichya. The bracha of Halal for some. Tzorich zihirus yiseiro shetiyeno oznov kashuvo yisela bracha l'yabed afilo tevaches. It's very important that we are focusing and paying attention to the whole entire bracha. We just spoke before, in the previous shiur, that people are sometimes, unfortunately, doing the wrong thing and talking after they wash for bread. What about Kiddush? What should we be doing during Kiddush? So you know, I'll tell you what we should be doing during Kiddush. We should all have a bencher open in front of us. And we should be looking inside at the bencher. I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to little children. And I want to tell you something. The first Shabbos of the year, I suggested this. And believe it or not, it actually worked. My children also, the little ones, the younger ones. I gave out benches to everyone, and we looked inside. One of my boys actually was looking over my shoulder, which got a little... You have your own bench there, but okay, fine. We all looked inside. And let's mechazik this. This is exactly what the Pele Yoitz is saying. Why? Because what happens during Kiddush? And all of a sudden you got started. All of a sudden, right there, as soon as you start, the table has the chairs that you move around the room. Right then and there. The chairs, you have to start moving the chairs, right? By you also? Right? It's like something has to be fixed, right? The dining room has to be rearranged. It's like the call to redecorate. Move the chairs. Right? But it says, Vayichul Hashemayim, Hashem stopped, right? But they continue. Right? They continue. Right, and then you have the younger one that's looking at the older one, and that one said he looked at me funny, and before you know it, they're upset at each other. I don't know what goes on in your Shabbos house, your Shabbos day, but if everyone's looking inside, obviously the little children can't look inside. But if the adults or the children who could do it look inside the venture, follow along. This should be a schus for Klal Yisrael. Let's mechazek our mitzvahs. That's what the Pelagius is telling us. Sorech zihirus yisera. We need tremendous zihirus. To be very careful if we're being yoitzi with that bracha that the Baal HaBayis is making. To pay attention to all the words. V'lo ya'abir afilo teva achas. Don't waste even one word of the bracha that you're not paying attention to. Vein sorech loyma shlo yehi medarab in time. It goes without saying that you can't speak in between. Then you're not part of the... you didn't fulfill your obligation. If you're listening to this Kiddush and all of a sudden someone starts talking, you missed out. So then that means you didn't hear Kiddush and then the person starts eating. Or you didn't hear Avdallah. Or he didn't... They hear the bracha on Hamaitzi because he was too busy talking about some nonsense or whatever it was. He says we have to pay attention. The next piece, which we'll pick up Mr. tomorrow, talks about the tremendous importance of paying attention to Chazaras Hashatz, focusing, looking inside. I just want to say one point, because this is the Musar Shir. And I want to share with you what the Chofetz Chaim said during World War I. And so Hashem will be repeating this. And the Chofetz Chaim said during World War I that if we will have proper kavana when we say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach La'olam Meil Maya, during Kaddish. As the Gemara in Shabbos says in Daf Kuf Yud Testament Beis, that if you say Yemei Nehesh Mi Rabba with the proper strength and kavana, it has the ability to nullify evil decrees. And the Chofetz Chaim said, we don't know how many lives we can be saving. We don't know how many lives we can be saving. We're going to go to shul. And let's go to shul. And let's say, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach Le'olam Omeo Mayo. That Hashem's great name, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, should be blessed Le'olam Omeo Mayo, forever and ever. Which is another way of saying, long live the King. And by doing that, we have the ability to help save Klai Yisrael.